Hi everyone, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm very excited to share with you what I learned in one of the devotionals the Lord helped me to write. It is taken from Mark 2 verses 15 through 17. I've entitled it, Who Do You Invite? I would like to share with you a verse from Psalm 119:43 and Proverbs 5:21. May I never forget your words, for they are my only hope. Psalm 119:43, Living Bible. For God is closely watching you and he weighs carefully everything you do. Proverbs 5:21, Living Bible. Mark 2:15-17 from the NIV says, while Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who are Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. I ask myself, what are the actions of Jesus? Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house with his disciples. Jesus was eating with many tax collectors and sinners. Jesus hears the Pharisees' remarks and responds. I ask myself, what is the significance of Jesus eating at Levi's house? I saw three different points. Point one. Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house with his disciples. I found it significant because Jesus had just met Levi, who was a tax collector. Jesus had invited him to follow him. Now Levi follows Jesus and invites Jesus to his house to have dinner. It does not end there, as is evident by point 2. Point 2. Jesus was eating with many tax collectors and sinners. When Levi invited Jesus and his disciples to his house, it was not a single invitation. Levi goes and invites all of his friends, who included tax collectors and sinners, to dine with him, so they could also dine with Jesus, who Levi wanted them to meet. Jesus could have left after seeing who was he eating with, but remains there and continues to eat. Even though Jesus does not have a problem eating with Levi and the other dinner guests, the Pharisees do. This is evident by point 3. Point 3. Jesus hears the Pharisees' remarks and responds. When Jesus heard that the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, were asking his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. It is so interesting that Jesus addresses the Pharisees directly about his willingness to eat with tax collectors and sinners, because he is indirectly telling them that he is the great physician that can heal them. For that to happen, he wants to also spend time with them. No matter where the dinner guests have come from, Jesus wants the Pharisees to know he is there for them. The other side of it is that Jesus is also telling the Pharisees that he did not come for the healthy. This makes me think that Jesus is alluding to the fact that those who think they are good, aka Pharisees, Jesus did not come for them because they already think they have it all together, even though they don't. Implications. I learned from Jesus that when we are humble and acknowledge where we are at, Jesus values that. The Pharisees thought that they had it together and wanted to distance themselves from the tax collectors and sinners of the day. Jesus would have none of that. Jesus reminds them that he came to seek and save the lost, aka those that are sick, not those who see themselves as healthy. I learned from Levi that when Jesus invited him to be his follower, Levi does not ignore those who he knew before following Jesus. Rather, he invites them all to have dinner with Jesus. In essence, Levi was having an evangelistic dinner so other tax collectors and sinners could have an encounter with Jesus. I too need to let others know about Jesus, as Levi did. so that they too can have a personal encounter with Jesus. I ask you now, dear friends, who do you invite to Jesus? Dear friends, when Levi was invited by Jesus to follow him, Levi not only followed Jesus, but invited others who are like him to his house, so they too can have an encounter with Jesus. If you are a believer in Christ, you have the wonderful opportunity to invite those that do not know Jesus to have an encounter with Jesus. Yes, you can, friend. How much does Jesus mean to you? Does he mean so much to you that you are willing to go the extra step so all your friends who do not know Jesus can have Jesus as their great physician in their life? If Jesus means so much to you, don't you want others to experience the love of Jesus and have them encounter Jesus? I know I do. You can too, friend, for Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Jesus does not ignore the other tax collectors and the sinners who were dining with Jesus at Levi's house. When you bring your friends to Jesus who do not know Jesus, he will not ignore them, friend. In this day, there are many ways to do that, to help your friends have an encounter with Jesus. We can do our part and leave the results in Jesus' helping hands. He is the great physician who will attend to them as we introduce them to Jesus. It's like an ambulance taking sick people to the hospital. Once at the hospital, the doctor takes care of them. In a way, we are like the ambulance taking them to the great physician. Once we introduce them, we have to let Jesus handle the rest. We need to do our part, but it is Jesus that makes the seed grow inside a person. He has already paid the price to set us free. We need to accept it. There are different ways we can invite others to Jesus, and I want to share them with you. These are not exhaustive, but what I have found to be helpful. 1. Jesus group. Jesus empowering students under scripture Bible studies. 2. Evangelistic Bible studies. Seeker-sensitive Bible studies, investigative Bible studies, gigs, groups investigating God. 3. Evangelistic movies. 4. Testimonies. 5. Relational evangelism / friendship evangelism. You have the opportunity to invite those who do not know Jesus to encounter Jesus. Jesus loves you so much and paid the price to set you free. If you are the only one living, I still believe Jesus would have done the same for you. You are never out of his love, never out of his reach. May you experience the love of Jesus Christ in a most powerful way. Amen. Introduce now valiantly invitation towards Emmanuel. Invite. Who do you invite? I ask you again, dear friend. I would like to close this time now in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for dining with Levi and his friend. You do not make his friends seem like outcasts. You knew they were not healthy spiritually and came to heal them of their sickness. I thank you, Lord, for coming into this world to bring your healing to humanity. Thank you for all those who you invite to be part of your kingdom. Oh Lord, I believe when you went to the cross for us, you made an invitation to humanity to come to you. Thank you, Lord, those that come to you, you will not turn away. I thank you, Jesus, for dying for our sin, coming back to life to save us. Help us to live for you and serve you all the days of our lives, and invite our friends who do not know you to come to encounter you. Guide us and please lead us, reminding us that it is you who are the great physician. Help us to do our part and leave the results in your helping hand. I thank you, Jesus, for everything. We entrust our lives to you. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Friend, if you'd like to invite Jesus Christ into your heart and make him a daily part of your life, you can this very moment. You'll never be alone. You can claim God's promises for you in the Bible and see them come true before your eyes in his wonderful timing. You don't have to wait for a special time to come to the Lord. You can come to him right now as you are, as you pray this prayer, meaning it in your heart. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner, Lord. I am so sorry for my sins. I confess my sins to you. I confess the wrong things I've done and messed up my own life. I need you, Lord, right now and in the years to come. I've gone my own way and have not found what only you can give me. You alone have the words of eternal life. You alone love me unconditionally for who I am. Thank you, Jesus. I turn myself to you, O Lord. In this fall of October 2005, please forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart. I accept you, Jesus, into my heart. Thanks, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thanks for forgiving me of all my sins. Thanks for giving me a new identity in you. I acknowledge you as my Lord and personal Savior as I believe in my heart that you died and came back to life to save me, now and forever. I give myself to you and ask you to be in control of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the coming days we can do things together. Thanks for being my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, you have heard my prayer and answered me. Thanks, Jesus, for changing me and helping me through life's storms and winds. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Friend, you may feel something or you may not, but this you can be assured, that the Lord Jesus has come into your life and will give you a new beginning. Amen. Get yourself involved in a campus Bible study, fellowship, and most of all, find a Bible-believing church and be involved to grow in your Christian walk with the Lord. They all need to be supplements for your own precious time with the Lord in prayer and meditating on His Word. If you need a Bible, please let me know. If you need to talk to anyone, pray with, or study the Bible with, this fall of October 2005, you can email me at reddy4hisglory2004@yahoo.com or call me at 412-720-4579. May you have a blessed day and night through Jesus Christ. Amen.